Hey.
Hey, it's Miles with Archtop Fiber. I was giving you a call back to see if we've received any further information, if we have any more updates as to what's going on.
So I spoke with my supervisor. He is currently getting contact with the manager and the CSR manager, and we're waiting to hear back from that. Were you able to come up with a couple road names for customers for outages?
Okay, so for the I've gotten one other call because I've been receiving calls for WVT as well. So it's I've got the next customer that I had. She was is at 33 Village Drive in Saugerties, and then the customer before her was at, let's see, where Mr. He was at 7 Robbins Lane in Saugerties.
Can you spell it?
Robbins, Robbins.
And that Robbins Lane, you said, or?
Yes, 7 Robbins Lane. Yes, sir.
Lane. Got it. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, and then you were saying that there was calls that were received before your shift, but was there any notes or anything taken on those?
I would look to see if there were any updates or anything from any of our team members that may have been working before I started my shift, and there was nothing. So I didn't have anything to go on, or so I was trying to do the best I could to gather as much information as possible, so we can try to figure out what's going on and find out how we should go about assisting the customers and creating these trouble tickets. Because I can create the trouble ticket and I can put it in the system, but for Archtop, I'm supposed to go ahead and assign a truck roll. And if it's an issue in which it's an that we don't need a technician to go to the customer's address to resolve the issue, then there wouldn't be a need to assign a truck roll to have the tech go to the customer's address if they're actually needing to get out to maybe one of the nodes is down and that's where the issue is and that's what needs to be repaired. And once that's repaired, then service, then the data transmissions would flow through the node, through the fiber cables to the customer's addresses. Everybody would be back in service, and everybody would be very happy, rather than, with these 20 plus people, assigning a truck roll to have a tech go out to 20 plus people, when even if they did go out, they wouldn't be able to solve the problem because that's not where the problem is. So that's where I was, a little bit confused because protocol says if we'd get a call from a customer, assign a truck roll, and go ahead and assign the tech to go out to the customer's address, to select a time frame and all of those things. So I was just trying to get a better grasp of, what to do and do things properly, in the best way that would work for you guys, really.
All right. So no, that's good. So I have the two addresses for now. I know you were saying there's like possibly like 20 something calls. So you're just saying that these callers are in the queue right now?
Correct. Right now we have 27 people calling who have Archtop service. There's 20 callbacks and 7 people waiting in the queue. So this tells me that there has to be an outage because I just don't see any way possible that, that many people could be having a specific problem at their specific address, or it could be like a mixture of people having a specific problem at their particular address, plus,
So,
people calling in to sign up for
do you
service.
have access to be able to go and see if their ONTs are up or not? Or I don't know, like I'm just curious to see what your access is to.
So I pulled up Mr. Vina in Plume, and all I could see is that all of his services are out. And if I try to pull up
Okay.
Mrs. Carol Callahan in Plume.
It says
her Wi-Fi network is online. She's got somehow she has an 85 overall score when I just pulled her up. But she says she doesn't have any service.
Okay, so maybe Plume is just acting up. Okay, I was just curious to go and see if you had access to, like, be able to see if the actual ONTs were up. So, obviously, they're probably not up. But, so at least I have these two addresses. You had 27 callbacks. You have 7 in the queue. I can relay that back to my manager. Just if you could just do me a favor and just if it's, you know, if you're just getting them and they're, you know, one after another, no internet, no services, just get addresses. I don't think you need to get too in-depth with troubleshooting just because obviously it sounds like there's a bigger issue, like a larger scale issue. If you're noticing that it's branching out of, like, the Saugerties area, if you're, like, you know, you get a Kingston customer, then I would start back with, like, the troubleshooting process starting from the beginning. But if you're getting it in a grouping, like a small grouped area, just, you know, escalate it on through. Just try to get an address and just let them know that, you know, we will be out there as soon as possible to try to go and fix it.
Oh yes, sir. And I'm putting the trouble tickets in MBS/CDG, but I'm not assigning them to any technicians or anything.
Yep, that's totally fine. We can go and have someone take care of that on our side.
All right, very nice. Yes, because I just want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing because there's so many customers.
Nope, you're totally doing it right, and we really do appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you, and I thank you so much. Should I give you a call back in 20 or 30 minutes for any type of update or to provide you with further information?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say you don't have to do it in 20, 30 minutes. I would say maybe in an hour or so, try give me a call back and then just more addresses. That's probably going to be the most helpful thing. I mean, I just need to know, like, a grouping of area, what I'm going to be working with for, you know, an outage.
All right, cool deal. I'll give you a call back in about an hour, and I thank you so much for your help. It is greatly appreciated, and I'll be talking with you in about an hour. It was my pleasure to give you a call from WVT Fiber. I mean, not from WVT, but from Archtop Fiber.
Sounds good. Thank you, man. You have a good one.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye.